Also on the Hill today, President Bush's former political director, Sarah Taylor, testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee. She was subpoenaed to answer questions about the firings of 8 U.S. attorneys. The issue, though, has morphed into a wider dispute over executive power. Our legal analyst, Dahlia Lithwick, was at the hearing, and she joins us now to explain what has taken place. Dahlia, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And remind us again why Congress was so eager to speak with Sarah Taylor today.
Well, because until very few weeks ago, she worked directly under Karl Rove as political director at the White House, and her name shows up on a lot of these emails that we've all seen, certainly suggesting that there was a link between Karl Rove and the U.S. attorney purge. I think congressional Democrats were really hoping she'd provide that link today, you know, name names, point fingers, essentially say that this U.S. attorney firing really happened with great direction and guidance from the White House.
Even though the White House has asserted its executive privilege and didn't want her to testify, explain what the president's invocation of executive privilege required of Taylor today.
It's just put her in this absolutely insane position where, you know, she's trying to abide by the letter of this extremely broad assertion of privilege. Senator Pat Leahy called it unprecedented in its breadth, that would preclude her from testifying concerning, quote, White House considerations, deliberations, communications, internal or external, relating to any possible dismissal of U.S. attorneys. So essentially, she really can answer questions about her favorite color and not much else. But what she's trying to do is clear from her testimony this morning that she's trying to be helpful. And so that puts her in this funny situation. But here's Senator Chuck Schumer describing what he thinks the executive privilege assertion really is.
The White House has issued a gag order, plain and simple. The president can dress it up all he wants in the lofty language of executive privilege, but it is a gag order.
So, Dahlia, did Sarah Taylor say anything at all today besides what her favorite color is?
You know, it was funny. She really did. And so she found herself sort of both asserting this privilege over and over again. And let me add, it's not really hers to assert. It's the president's privilege. But then she would sort of waive it by just sort of blurting out things that were clearly covered by the privilege. And so she talked at some length about White House deliberations, about the Arkansas U.S. attorney Tim Griffin, about Stephen Biskupic, another U.S. attorney. So it was a very strange situation where she would sort of alternate between asserting this privilege, then discussing things she probably shouldn't have been discussing, and then, of course, the perennial favorite, I don't recall.
I have a very clear letter from Mr. Fielding. That letter says and has asked me to follow the president's assertion of executive privilege. And as I read that, I determine my acknowledging whether a conversation occurred or did not occur would, in fact, be part of the deliberations.
Okay, Dahlia, but she did seem willing to talk about at least one internal White House matter. Tell us about that.
Well, she was willing to offer her opinion. She said that there was, quote, no wrongdoing done by anyone at the White House, no wrongdoing at all. So at least, again, whether or not that's waiving the privilege that may or may not be a privilege, that's for a better lawyer than me to determine.
All right, Dahlia Lithwick, legal analyst for the online magazine Slate, and for us here at Day to Day, thank you once again.